Blog Talk Radio.
Yep.
You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Yes, it is. It is the E-Man After Show. Well, welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back, everybody, to the E-Man After Show over here on We Talk Radio Network. Man, this is where we talk.
We listen.
And guys, we take action. Well, welcome back for another Sunday night. Guess what time it is, Mandy?
What time is it?
Check it out. Oh, yes. It's football season. It's fourth night over here on the E-Man After Show. Man, we got the Cowboys on in the studio. The Cowboys lead the New York Giants 26-20. Yeah, we want to thank all you guys that's coming in on the phone lines tonight, that's coming in on the network on tonight. It is E-Man After Show. We're doing sports over here on tonight. I guess all the fellas and everybody on the network is around. The high rise is around. They're around the TV on tonight, man.
Right.
Check it out. The Dallas Cowboys. Well, man, we want to welcome you guys back for another great episode over here on the E-Man After Show. It is sports night. We're talking sports on tonight. Man, but if you want to follow us, you can follow us at www.wetalkradio.com. Why? Because we're on all social media, man.
We are on all social media.
Yeah, you want to help us out with some of them platforms that's going on over there since we're doing sports night and the Dallas Cowboys is winning?
Sure. We're on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Overcast FM, Pocket Cast, Castro, CastBox, Buzzsprout, Podbean, iHeartRadio, YouTube, TuneIn Alexa, Blog Talk Radio, Spotify, Amazon Music, Player FM, Listen Notes, Podcast Addict, and Deezer.
Deezer. Yeah, so you guys can go check us out on all of those platforms. I want to thank all of you guys that join us each and every Sunday night. Shout out to a brand new day with Emily Blue and Deanne Lax. Yes, we want to thank those guys that chime in and listen to the E-Man After Show. Shout out to you if you're out there listening on tonight. But we got a YouTube channel, man.
Yeah.
Help us out. You can like, you can share, you can make a comment. But, man, if they want to subscribe, how do they do that, man?
They would just simply click the subscribe button. Also, do not forget the notification bell so that you can be notified when We Talk Radio Network upload new content.
Yeah, you guys can do that. That we would appreciate that. Shout out to the owner and founder, the CEO, Miss Kia Davis. Shout out to you, Miss Kia Davis, if you're out there listening on the network.
Yeah,
on
shout
tonight.
Out to you.
Yeah, we want to appreciate you. I know she's traveling a lot. She's always out on the go.
Mm-hmm.
But we want to shout out to you. I know everybody's doing their football parties tonight because the Cowboys is playing tonight. They're playing up in the New York and the Giants, and 26-0. Yes, and so I want you guys to come on in around the domino table. We're back for another great episode over here on the E-Man After Show. Mm-hmm. We want to appreciate each and every one of you that join us each and every Sunday night. But, man, let's do just a little recap of last Sunday night.
All right.
Man, last Sunday night we had Bishop Chris Harris of the New Covenant International Fellowship Church with us last Sunday night. Yeah, so last Sunday night was the first Sunday of the month. So you guys that follow this show, you know we do Bible study every first Sunday night of the month.
Uh-huh.
And Bishop Chris Harris, man, he taught us, boy, he taught that word on last Sunday night, man.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, he came on with it on last Sunday night. He actually talked about, I think he came from Ephesians 5, chapter 5, verse 17, how God speaks to man. Yeah. He talked about how God speaks to man on last Sunday night. Just an awesome teaching.
Yes, it was, amen.
Yeah, it was an awesome teaching. And so We want to thank all of you that joined us on last Sunday night and really enjoyed that, that went back this week. And hopefully you went back this week and continue to listen because the link is out there. All you got to do is click that link. But thank you guys for chiming in. Shout out to his staff and his church. And shout out to all those that called in and supported him on last Sunday night.
Yeah, shout out to you.
How God speaks to man. He broke it down.
Yes, he did. He really did. It was so good. Such a good message.
Yeah, we really enjoyed that message on last Sunday night. And so Bishop Harris, Chris Harris, we want to appreciate you, man, for all that you're doing and all that you do. And then tonight, Mandy, we bypassed our segment. Tonight we got Encouragement for the Soul by Fred Bell at 9:35.
We do have Encouragement for the Soul on tonight.
So, guys, those of you that call in each and every Sunday night to hear that segment, you get it tonight.
Yes, make sure you tune in at 9:35.
Encouragement for the Soul. Fred Bell, he probably watching the Cowboys right about now. maybe not, because this Pittsburgh Steelers lost today.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Pittsburgh, they got stomped today by the phone. I mean, they got demolished. They they just got dominated over the 49ers, beat them 30-7. Yeah, so Dr. Fred, if you out there anywhere, you know, you can hit option one and let me know you're on the line tonight. If you out there, your Steelers lost tonight, but our Cowboys is playing tonight. Right now, the Cowboys is up 26-7, man. Yeah, we're 26-0. Yeah, 26-0.
Okay.
Well, my numbers ain't nowhere close. I got 3-4. Mine ain't nowhere close up there. So the Cowboys is beating. They look like they're in the third quarter now. And it's sports night over here on the E-Man After Show. We're talking sports on tonight. But ladies and gentlemen, coming real soon, coming on the 27th of this month, the Mentor Show and the E-Man After Show is going on another network.
Mm-hmm.
We're collaborating with Southern Soul Artists Around the Globe Network, aroundtheglobe.com. Man, when we're doing the Man of the Mentor Show, you're able to go on that network and hear us live. And when you're doing the E-Man After Show, you'll be able to go on there and hear us live at 9 o'clock. You'll be able to call in. Man, we just so peacock proud and hyena happy of the owner, Mr. Clifford Frazier. You know, he's the owner of that great network. We have him on next Sunday night. We'll be interviewing him next Sunday night.
All right, now.
Yeah, he's going to talk to us about his thriving and great network that he's doing. Mandy, I think it's just a blessing because he started this network over in around the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a booming network. And we just excited and delighted that he would want our shows.
Right.
And so, we'll be on that network. So you guys follow us, gaining more listeners and gaining more hey, man, we're all around the globe. And, man, I tell you, the Men to the Mentor Show and the E-Man After Show, moving on up to the east side, finally got a piece of the pie.
Right.
You don't know that song, E-Man.
I do.
You don't know that. Oh, what song is that, man?
That's from George Jefferson's, whatever the case may be.
Well, listen, man, the mentor, she's suffering with allergies. Over there.
I am.
You know, and I tell you, she struggling. How many pills you done took today? You ain't overdosed.
I took one. Okay. No, I took one, but I feel it kicking in.
Kicking in on you tonight. I know that's right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this that season, it's been hot down here in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, and those of you that's allergy sufferers and like my wife, she said, no, we're not like just struggling. Just stay hydrated. That's the only thing I can tell you.
Right.
And take all that medicine that the doctor keep prescribing. But we want to thank all you guys that's coming in on the phone lines, coming in on the network on tonight. We're talking sports. It's sports, man. We're talking college football. We're talking high school football. We're talking NFL football. It is NFL season have started on this weekend. It's been but I tell you, the college football, man, it's been off the chain, though.
Right.
Yeah, man, college football, it started on yesterday. So want to shout out to our boy Primetime, Deion Sanders. Man, Deion Sanders, look at here, ladies and gentlemen, that's out there on the network. Y'all know about Primetime. Primetime is making a public announcement. The Colorado Buffaloes, they 2-0. They slid down here to Dallas last Saturday, and they just upset TCU. They beat them 45-42. That was the first game. So Dion had to shut up a lot of his haters.
Okay.
But he came back on yesterday, man, and they just rolled over to Nebraska. They beat Nebraska 36-14. So shout out to Deion Sanders and all that he's doing over there at Colorado, because Colorado's in the Big 12 now. They got some good games coming up though, man. They got some of them games that's gonna, because you know Colorado haven't been on the map for a while, but Deion is building the team.
Mm-hmm.
Is he ready? Do I think he's gonna make the championship? Is he ready to compete? I don't think so,
mm-hmm.
but I would never say never because he's building this young team and
right.
he's pulling this team together. But it's showing me that because since Deion Sanders is a winner,
mm-hmm.
that Deion Sanders know how to win, and he have pulled these young men together, and they are looking good. I mean, if not this year, they'll be some of the top contenders on next year.
Right.
But they might just up and surprise everybody this year, because you know you always had them Cinderella team
mm-hmm.
that's you know that'll pop up on you. But he's doing good, so congratulations to you, Mr. Prime Time. You know we got a book coming out. When Deion was over at the Potter's house, I remember how he used to talk to us men and talk to the young men over there. He's all about building men. So Deion Sanders, he wrote a book, man, called Prime Time. Deion Sanders and the Making of a Man.
Okay.
He always felt like sitting down talking to young men and teaching them the do's and the don'ts and the how to become a man.
Mm.
And I can vaguely remember this session that he did at the Potter's house, just how he talked about his childhood and how he talked about, you know, how he became a man even when he was flashy and what all that comes from,
mm-hmm.
and where he get his worth exits from. So he writing a book. He putting the book out.
All
I think
right.
it come out in October. Come out October the 10th. You can pre-order it now by going on Amazon. That's Prime Time by Deion Sanders, The Making of a Man. That's going to be a nice read, you know, because he quoted, I like the quote he quoted after he won the first game in Colorado. He said, I'm about to get comfortable now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm about to get comfortable now. A lot of people don't know what he means,
mm-hmm.
you know, and to all of you sports fans out there and all of you people that talk sports and know sports, we knew what that means. He's settling in.
Mm.
And Deion have always been this one-on-one type guy. You know, a lot of people, if they don't have a relationship with you, they think they can tell you certain things.
True.
Deion developed relationships.
Mm.
He tried to get to know. And when he say he's about to get comfortable now, that mean the players is about to get comfortable with him. He about to get comfortable with the players.
Mm.
Ain't no telling what's going to happen once they get comfortable with each other.
Right.
Because they believe in him now. They believe in he now they looking at, oh, he just wasn't coming in talking the talk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he got these boys playing, these young men playing up to their potential.
Right.
Playing up to what the expectations are. So
mm-hmm.
he's building these young men, not just only on the football field, how you carry yourself off the football field.
Right.
And him saying, I'm about to get comfortable, man. Don't let me get set in and get these boys where I really need to get them.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all ain't seen nothing yet.
Right.
So shout out to Colorado. That's 2-0. Is it too early to predict the season? Yeah, because they are building team.
Mm-hmm.
But these young men going to do well, you know. And so they beat on yesterday. They beat Nebraska 36-14. Then we had the USC Trojans. Man, they demolished Stanford. They beat them 56-10 in college football. My alma mater, my son's alma mater, UCLA, they upset San Diego State 35-10. And then, man, this is another game. I don't know if this is a basketball game or not. LSU, man, they dominated Grambling State.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what the score was, man?
What was the score?
You was out speaking yesterday. You was out speaking yesterday, man. I didn't do nothing but sit back and watch sports.
What was the score, Ian?
Man, it was 70-10.
Oh, wow. 70?
Yeah. LSU,
sounds like a long shot.
Boy, look at her. Now, listen. They demolished Grambling State. You know Grambling and Prairie View, but LSU, they beat Grambling 70-10. And then we had Oregon last night. Oregon upset Texas Tech 38-10.
Uh-huh.
And then we had the Texas Longhorns. You know, they beat by 10 points. They beat Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
Man, they beat Alabama. Wow. Yes. And so that's some of your college sports. But tonight, it's NFL. The NFL started tonight.
Right.
Oh, yes. It's NFL season. Mr. Fred Bell, hit option one. I ain't finna scroll down looking for you. 49ers. Man, they upset the Steelers today, 30-7. And Mr. Fred Bell, I know you on there. You watching the Cowboys. And listen, the Falcons, man, they beat Panthers today, 24-10.
Mm-hmm.
The Jaguars roll over the Colts, 31-21.
Mm-hmm.
Cincinnati Bengals, you know, they lost to Cleveland Browns, 24-3.
Okay.
And how about those Washington Commanders? Y'all used to know them as the Washington Redskins. You know, Magic Johnson bought that team.
Mm.
They beat Arizona Cardinals 20-16.
Okay.
And Green Bay upset Chicago today. They beat Chicago by, they rolled over to, 38-20. And our Dallas Cowboys are playing right now.
Oh.
So that's your NFL sports on tonight. But you're listening to the E-Man After Show. We're talking sports on tonight. We got a young lady that's in, you know, the young 19-year-old young lady, man, you know, Coco Gauff. Yeah, 19-year-old American. She's the winner of the Open, the U.S. Open, man.
So awesome.
You play tennis, man?
Mm-mm.
You don't play tennis. You don't do nothing.
I used to play volleyball.
Oh, yeah, one of them.
Yeah. I definitely was in cheerleading.
Yeah, you got the legs for volleyball.
I ran track for a little while.
Yeah.
But, no, I've never played tennis. Well, I played tennis before. I didn't know what I was doing. But as far as being a part, no. That was in passing.
Well, you know, you got the legs. You literally got the legs for that. And so, ladies and gentlemen, we want to thank all of you guys that's joining us on tonight. Listen, we're going to take a break. When we come back out of this break, guys, we should jump back into our conversation. We're talking sports on the E-Man After Show. We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to The Sound.
Mama, I'm not dealing with this. That's the man that I chose. And that's the end of this conversation. I'm not your little girl anymore.
I can't apologize for who I am. This may be something you can't understand. Spend so much time here in this great big world, trying hard to be your little girl. But now I'm older and a little bit wiser, and though I love you, I've got my own desires. There's a woman in me that needs to be free, and she won't let me sleep until I make it known that I'm paying my own bills. I'm making my decisions. I do just what I feel, trusting my
how are you?
I'm cool. How are you?
I'm good. What's up?
I was just calling because I had a few things on my mind. It just don't feel like it's going to work out between us.
What you trying to say, baby?
I just don't know. It's a feeling inside of me, you know?
Baby.
Every now and then, the night falls, and I lay in bed like I did as a kid. Hoping and praying and hoping and praying that my mama would call. Mm-hmm. 'Cause sometimes I still lose my way, and I cry for you like I used to. Please forgive me, mama, for my grown-up days. Tell you wrong, I've been your mama this long. Just give God your hand, baby girl.
Rock me, baby. Rock me all night long. Rock me, baby. Honey, rock me all night long. Rock me, baby. Like my back ain't got no bone. Rock me, baby. Honey, rock me slow. Rock me, baby. Rock me slow.
Bell with the encouragement for your soul. You're listening to the E-Man After Show here on We Talk Radio Network.
We Talk Radio Network has something for everyone with shows featured every single day of the week, which means you can join us every day and have fun every day. And if you got a business, feel free to join us and advertise your business right here on our platform on WeTalkRadio.com.
Oh, yes, it is WeTalkRadio.com. We're back. Rock me, baby. Hey, rock me, baby. All night long. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you for coming in on the phone lines tonight. We're watching the Cowboys. The Cowboys look like they up now 33-0. Man, they stomping. They stomping the Giants tonight. We want to appreciate you guys coming in to Sports Night on the E-Man After Show. I got my chocolate chip. She's in the building. We're watching the game on tonight. Man, this has been a blessed, marvelous day on today.
Mm-hmm.
Man, we have had a productive day on today. Got a lot of rest on today, man.
Right.
Yeah, you was out on engagement on yesterday, and we did BSI Baptist today.
We did.
Man, you know, boy, thank you for the breakfast this morning. Ooh, boy, yeah. Look at him. Hey, listen, when you watch service online, you get a whole lot of good perks. So hopefully you guys did service today, wherever you streaming at on today or whatever you did on today. If you went into the house of the Lord, shout out to you. Me and had an outing on yesterday. I was watching college football, had a busy week on this week, but we chill out today. And I want to appreciate you guys hanging out with us on tonight. We all refreshed and rejuvenized, and me and over there dealing with all that sinus and stuff that's going on. But it's sports night tonight.
We're
talking sports, man. Man, my numbers, I got a 3-4.
You get 3-4?
Well, you know what? If they come on, well, I don't see how they're going to get 4 points unless they score some touchdowns and kick 24.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 3 up there. Cowboys is 33-0, but I need a 4 to hit. So shout out to all you guys that's joining us on the network. Listen, we got Encouragement for the Soul at 9:35 by Fred Bell on tonight. I want to appreciate you guys coming in and joining us on tonight. But man, you know, did y'all see the young lady? What's her name? Coco Golf? What's her name? Coco Golf. She won the U.S. Open. You know,
so awesome.
Yeah, 19 years old. You know, she just followed in the footsteps of Serena Williams. You know, another African American young lady. You know, had no African American woman won the U.S. Open since 1999. They say. And so she just followed in the same footsteps as Serena Williams. So shout out to her. She won the title this weekend, and she's just doing the doggone thing. I seen on the wire where, you know, the umpire was calling the game, and she just got fed up because every time, you know, she would it was her time to serve, they would call a point, and she walked over to the umpire and just let her know, hey, you know, now this done got ridiculous. What are you doing?
Right.
You know, and everybody was clapping because, you know, the young lady know the game. But it's amazing how, you know, if you know, her having a voice and speaking up for her own self. Now, I ain't going to let you cheat me out of the game because you're supposed to be calling this.
That's right.
You know. And so shout out to young Coco Golf.
Yeah.
You know, she's 19 years old, and, man, she have won the she's the first, what they say, you know, American, African-American. Who was that? Serena Williams won it in 1999. Have been the one since then. And she won the U.S. Title.
So awesome.
Yeah, man. To see these young people just, you know, how would you say it? Just celebrating and doing what they doing, you know, living out their dreams. And she talks about in her story how she even got started in tennis.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Williams girl that inspired her. You know,
awesome.
Just inspired her, and she just watched them, and she built, you know, she built that that encouragement. She got that encouragement for them, and one time she just decided to play tennis, and found out that, you know, this may be something that I can do, and she talked about how she was discouraged, but, you know, always when somebody don't believe in you, that's when you show up and show out.
That's right.
You know, yeah, so we want to shout out to that young lady. But ladies and gentlemen, we're talking sports. We're watching the game right now. It's 33 to, what are they, in fourth quarter or the third quarter? They're in the third quarter right now. The Dallas Cowboys, let's see what they got going on, man.
Okay.
33-0. Yeah. Well, they got the coach calling the plays tonight. So if you guys want to come in on the phone line tonight and talk sports with us tonight, you can hit option one. We're talking sports on tonight. We want to appreciate all of you that's joining the E-Man After Show. We're just giving you good music on tonight, mm-hmm. and we're doing sports on tonight because, man, I tell you, I'm just so peacock proud and high and happy of Mr. Deion Sanders because, you know, a lot of people, you know, it never ceases to amaze me when it comes to white media.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people think Deion Sanders is arrogant, but, you know, Deion Sanders, when you look at prime time,
mm-hmm.
when you talk about a young man that have did it in every sport, Deion Sanders is just a winner all the way around. You know, when he played baseball,
mm-hmm.
when he, you know, football, then he ended up in the Hall of Fame. I mean, this brother here, this guy here, he's just a winner.
Right.
And now he's coaching, and they thought because he was coaching the HBCU that he wasn't going to be able to step up, you know, in I guess what you would call their arena, which is, you know, when you start talking about the Pac-12, when you got UCLA,
mm-hmm.
and you got USC, and when you got TCU, when you got all them in the Pac-12, them are top schools.
Mm.
And for the Colorado ain't been on the map. I don't think Colorado been on the map since who the president then. Back there when Clinton was the president.
Mm.
It's been a while since Colorado. I mean, Colorado used to be a number one team, though.
Mm.
But, you know, they haven't did anything, and they had a couple of black coaches before Deion. And so Deion just have came in, and when he left Jackson State, people was hating on him that, you know, he was this and that. But they don't know Deion Sanders is a winner.
Mm.
When you see a Deion, when you see prime time, you looking at a winner that know how to win.
Right.
And the team that he's bringing around him and the people that he's putting around him, the opportunity that he's giving,
mm-hmm.
you know, he's proven once again, you know, this calling that this gift that this brother got, you know, it's just like no other.
Right.
Because he'll put the Colorado team together. And right now, they 2-0.
All right now.
They 2-0 and looking forward to them because they got some tough games coming up, though.
Mm-hmm.
They got some tough games coming up. Man, I think they got Oregon. I think they got USC. You know, they got UCLA. They got some tough teams, which is going to really show, you know, what they made of. But because we know they are building,
mm-hmm.
because his whole team is dominant African-Americans. And so in white media, you know, if those of you that's out there and you start watching white media, they already trying to, man, to play it down where mm-hmm. – you know, it ain't going to work. And
right.
his worth actor, Deion say, listen, y'all do it how y'all do it. I'm going to do it how I do it.
Mm.
And Deion is a winner, so he know how to do it. And so one guy wrote a bunch of stuff that Colorado wasn't going to be this. And Colorado, Deion say, you're a believer now? you believe now? See, you got to learn how to hush up your haters,
right.
those that don't believe in you. Just like Socorro Richardson,
mm-hmm.
you know, everybody that, you know, start hating on her. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And when you got it in you, you just really just hush your haters up with just showing up and putting up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you ain't got to do a lot of talking. Just make it do what it do.
Mm-hmm.
And so Deion is making a believer out of a whole lot of... And then what I love about him, he's bringing up coaches around him, positioning them to be able to get some of these college, you know, I'm talking about these black athletes and white coaches,
uh-huh.
you know, to be able to get these top jobs that they've been looked over because they don't think.
Right.
You know, because Deion, his mindset is all about, you know, his people.
Mm.
And those of you, Deion lived in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex for years
mm-hmm.
now. He started out over there in Prosper, but now... You know, he you know, this is a guy you like to see Deion at Walmart.
Mm.
He's an on hands guy. He's a approachable guy. He's not
mm-hmm.
one of these celebrities that, you know, he hired out and you can't find. You like to walk in Walmart and run right into Deion Sanders.
Mm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He shows up at football games. You know, I'm talking about he come down to the south side to hood and show up.
Mm.
You know, he don't go to all the games out north.
Right.
You know, he'll come down on the south side and show up and you look up there and you see him up in there in the stands, you know? Why?
Mm.
Because he's just that type of guy.
Mm.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking sports tonight. It's sports on the E-Man After Show. We're watching the Cowboy game. We're playing you a lot of great music. But, man, we got a segment to do.
Yes, we do.
It's called Encouragement for the Soul by Fred Bell.
Right.
And so let's check this segment out. Play you some more music. We'll come back talking sports right here on the E-Man After Show, right here on We Talk Radio Network. Man, this is where we talk.
We listen.
And we take action. And guys, we'll be back right after this.
You are now tuned in to encouragement for your soul with Fred Bell.
Is there anybody out there tonight who has fallen in love with somebody and other people felt it was wrong? They didn't feel like you should be going this place or that place for that person. They didn't feel like you should turn your whole life around for that person. They didn't feel like your whole situation changed because of that person. And you told them, if loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right. Years ago, Luther Ingram had a song entitled, If Loving You Is Wrong, I Don't Want to Be Right. And when I was describing all those things that people may felt about the person you fell in love with, I was describing Jesus Christ. A lot of the times when we've fallen in love with Christ and those around us don't like Christ, we feel to put him on the back burner or we're embarrassed of him. We don't want to go out in public with him because those people who we've called our friends want to ridicule us. But then we find out that he loves us more than they could ever love us. He does for us more than they will ever even think of doing for us. And we tell them, if loving him is wrong, I don't want to be right. That song is talking about loving someone who isn't right for them. Because in this world, as a Christian, we have lost many family members and friends over loving Christ. But the word says in Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 5, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. We should love God despite of what someone says or anything that they may think or even how they feel, because he alone is our sole provider, our protector, our healer, and our savior. So guess what? You tell them, if loving him is wrong, I don't ever want to be right. And you ask them, if they want to feel that same love, why don't they come over? Because he can also love them the same. And if there's anyone out there feeling like loving Christ is wrong, it's not. It's the only right thing you can do. So if loving him is wrong, I don't ever want to be right. You heard another encouraging word by Fred Bell.
You have just been motivated, inspired with encouragement for your soul with Fred Bell.
You're listening to The Sound.
If loving you is wrong, I don't wanna be right. just as much. And are you wrong to give your love to a married man? And am I wrong for trying to hold on to the best thing I ever had? If loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right. If loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right.
Aaliyah Muhammad, and you're listening to the E-Man After Show, right here on We Talk Radio. This is where we talk, we listen, and we take action.
We Talk Radio Network is the hottest online radio station heard globally. We feature the best radio shows, the most amazing hosts, and hot topic panelists. We produce and support fabulous events globally as well. We work with the most dedicated community partners, period, point blank. I started We Talk Radio Network in 2010, and guess what?
Over 10 years later, we are still going strong.
Celebrating and providing the best radio shows, best special guests, the most incredible music, blogs, events, and more. We have informative shows, inspirational shows, music shows. We even have two youth shows. We invite you to be a part of the family. And you can do that by following us on all our social media platforms and by going to www.wetalkradio.com. WeTalkRadio.com.
Man After Show. We so excited and delighted that you guys are joining us on tonight. We're watching the game over here. We done got caught up. I done got caught up in the football game, man. We want to say thank all you guys for joining us tonight. The Cowboys is up. Look like they still up 33-0. And shout out to the Dallas Cowboys. Dak, he's looking pretty good on tonight. We see you guys standing by on the phone line. We see you guys over there on the network. Man, it's talking sports. It's good music. We are just chilling like a bug over here on the E-Man After Show. But ladies and gentlemen, coming up in September, we got a couple of announcements, man, that let's go ahead and just do right now.
Okay.
Coming up in September, we have the E-Man After Show and the Mentor. The Mentor Show is going over to Southern Soul Artists Around the Globe Network. And you'll be able to listen to us over there on that great network. Just an awesome young man started this network. You know, as I pitch these shows, Mandy, you know, different people want your shows. And so mm-hmm. we're gaining more listeners. You know, we all around the globe. And then in November, we're going on the Southern Gold out of California.
Yeah.
And the time zone is totally different, but we'll be out there just as well. It'll just be in the daytime. You know, because when you're doing these kind of broadcasts, you know, 9 o'clock here is actually 7 o'clock in L.A.
Okay.
mm-hmm. you know, and your show is at 7, so it would actually be like 4.
Right.
And so we'll be out there live on that network. So the E-Man After Show and the Men of the Mentor Show is on the move. We want to appreciate all of you guys that's been following the Men of the Mentor Show. This is why this show somewhat is called the E-Man After Show, because we're jumping off the Men of the Mentor Show mm-hmm. over on Blog Talk Radio Network. And no, we're not leaving Blog Talk Radio Network. We're not leaving We Talk Radio
right.
Network. We're just expanding and you know, being sought out, and they want us on these great networks. And, you know, all we do, man, is just come sit down here and talk.
That's right.
You know, just have fun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it's just good entertainment. It's our endeavor to keep, you know, keep you informed with good information, good content, you know. We put a lot of shows together this year. We had the jazz show, we had the blues show, we had the comedy show,
right.
you know, Little Small Fry. Yeah, I think I may play some Little Small Fry tonight.
Okay.
Why are we talking sports, you know? Why? Because this is what we do over here. We're enjoying it, and, you know, as by the way, ladies and gentlemen, my little chocolate chip, she got a birthday Wednesday. Ain't your birthday Wednesday? Yeah.
It is.
It's coming up Wednesday. Mandy, mm-hmm. the mentor, be moving up 1 year old.
1 year older. Yes.
Yeah, Mandy, the mentor, birthday is this Wednesday. So you want to get. Oh, the Cash App ain't working right now. Did you say something was wrong with Cash App or something?
I know it was approximately 4 days ago.
Oh, okay. Well, I received money on some Cash App.
Okay.
You know, but I people be showing in. Hey, keep them Cash Apps coming. I ain't tripping. When I look on there and somebody done sent me something, I'll be like, oh, hey. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, Mandy, the mentor, you know, we going to be celebrating her birthday. You got your party dress on?
I'm ready.
I mean, you got your party dress?
I'm ready.
You ready? You're ready like Freddie, huh?
Yes, I am.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we're going to throw down a little bit, you know. And so those of you that know Mandy, the mentor, you know, she's over there on Blog Talk Radio. She's my little chocolate chip.
Mm-hmm.
And we got married. We've been married, what, 9 months now? 8 months?
Mm-hmm.
What month are we in? September?
We are in September.
9 months now, you know, so we kicking it like a bug.
We are.
So we're going to be your first birthday of us being married. Let me see what E Man got up his sleeve.
What you got?
I ain't telling you. You know it.
Listen, I want to know what you got.
Nosy Rosie over there. You probably been peeping around, you know. But,
that's too much. That's too stressful for me. I'll wonder, but I'll wait and see. That is too stressful for me.
Yeah, well, you know, your birthday coming up 1 year older, you know, we're going to celebrate. We're going to kick it. I can tell you now, I ain't doing no party and all that type of stuff.
Oh, I know.
You know what I'm saying? But it's going to be nice. We're going to have fun and celebrate and do all that good stuff, you know?
All right, now.
Mm-hmm. So if y'all see our Facebook page, we down on one of them boats that they fighting on. Look up, man, they way down there on the boat somewhere. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah,
funny.
So ain't no telling where we gonna be at Wednesday, huh?
Ain't no telling.
I'll be at work.
Right, I'm just like.
Yeah, but we got some up our sleeve for you.
Okay.
You know, so ladies and gentlemen, Mandy, the mentor, be 1 year older. So, you know,
yes.
I don't know if she want to put her Cash App out there, but y'all that know her, Mandy, know her Cash App, you know, go ahead and be a blessing to her.
Right. Yeah. Who was that texting me telling me to put my Cash App up there?
Everybody texting you telling you put their Cash App out there?
Yes.
Listen, yeah. Go on. I think, you know, I ain't going to tell her age, but, you know, women be tripping when you tell her age and stuff, you know, but... You know, she 1 year younger. God has been good, huh?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so we'll be doing that. But it's sports night over here on the E-Man After Show. Man, we're just sitting back in the cut watching the Cowboys games. And I tell you, we're so peacock proud of Deion Sanders and Carter Rodder. They 2-0. We want to shout out to the young lady that won the Open U.S. Open title this weekend, you
mm-hmm.
know. Little 19-year-old Coco Gauff. Coco. She doing the doggone thing. But Mandy, as we watching the game and we sitting back here in the cut, I guess, you know what, I guess I'll play a little comedy too. We'll give you a little comedy tonight. Shout out to Dion Lack and Miss Emily Blue. Shout out to Miss Destiny Brown, Mr. Jeremy Glenn with Shine Lord Radio Show. Shout out to all of you that's make up this great network. It's a grown folks show. Shout out to Kia D Unplugged Show. You know, all of these great shows over here on We Talk Radio Network. Listen, guys, you can always go back and click the link and listen to all these great shows. Shout out to all the pastors that's been coming on all year long. We're getting ready to end that segment. And then, man, we got to pick somebody.
Right. Oh, yeah.
For 2024, you know. But, yeah, shout out to Pastor Chris Harris, who taught us on last Sunday night. And, Mandy, you ready to teach?
I am.
I got three ladies teaching in here at the end.
I think I'm ready.
Yeah, I got Dr. Tamara Thomas. Who is that? From Sean. She's teaching, and you teaching.
All right.
Yeah, so all these ladies are teaching, and then I'm waiting on Dr. Cynthia James to confirm.
Okay.
You know, and so I'm going to put some ladies in there that let them last few months. Let y'all just teach it up. And so we want to appreciate each and every one of you that's been joining the E-Man After Show and just really been excited about that particular segment because it helps out and talking to the pastor, they're able to just to teach us the word of God and you're able to lay down on the word of God and just, hopefully people are going back to study. That's the only reason why we were doing it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just to provoke people to get back in their Bible, huh?
Right.
And it have become a great segment over here on the E-Man After Show, along with Encouragement for the Soul by Fred Bell.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I started doing the E-Man Thoughts at the end of the show,
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of times people, what was your thought for the Sunday? And, I didn't do one last Sunday night. They said, I was looking forward to that. I said, no, because the preacher, he preached so good, I didn't think you need nothing to think about after that. So you know what it says to me, Mandy?
What it says?
People be really paying attention.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They be paying attention because out of all of that, and the thing they said, I was looking for the E-Man Thoughts. And I was like, out of all that preaching, you were thinking about the E-Man Thoughts, but it lets you know that when people are really listening, they listening for a whole lot.
Right.
And certain things in different shows catch people's attention,
That's
what I mean?
That's true.
And so we want to appreciate each and every one of you that follow this great show, the E-Man After Show over here on We Talk Radio Network. Follow the Mandy the Mentor Show over on Blog Talk Radio Network. But you'll be able to follow us now starting at 27. We have the owner of Southern Soul Artists Around the Globe .com. He'll be with us next Sunday night. We're going to interview this brother.
Right.
He's just awesome. Man to God, just awesome owner and CEO. He founded it. He said, listen, he worked in the Dallas Independent School District just as well. And when COVID shut down, wasn't nobody going nowhere, he got creative and started a network, and that network is booming.
Yes,
it's over
is.
In the Plano, Texas area. Those of you that know, we broadcast down in the Dallas Fort Worth Metroplex. Yeah, it's a thriving, great network. So shout out to you, Mr. Frazier. We're going to be hanging out with you, Curtis Frazier. We're going to be hanging out with you, sir, on next Sunday night. So we are peacock proud and high and happy. Man, you got to get camera ready because some of them shows, they're going to see you live.
Yeah, I know. I'm always camera ready. What are you talking about?
Always.
you look at me like, what in the world? What I mean is I'm always ready for the smile.
That ain't what your listeners said over there on your show. Like, man, my goodness. Ladies and gentlemen, we started out 6 years ago doing the. We've been on your show 6 years now, huh? Coming up on 6 years, yeah. And man, I know it's going on 5 or 6 years, one of them. But man, we've been doing that show, but we used to be on Facebook Live, right?
Yep.
Amanda, boy, look at here. You would make some spray facial expression. People be reading into it.
Well, listen, people sent. So for you, those of you that are listening on the phone lines and on the network, yeah. So I don't know what that was about, but I get excited sometimes. So depending on what the situation is, what the subject is about, E-Man. So I'm just imagine I'm sitting outside of E-Man. I'm excited, and E-Man is just so calm, and he's looking at me, and while I'm speaking, and then people start writing into the show asking if I was on drugs. Is Mandy on drugs? She just stopped smoking that stuff. With all this extra, it was just extra, but it's really because, first of all, me and E-Man, we were learning each other on the show,
because
it was new, and so E-Man had to learn my personality, and I had to learn his. But E-Man would be sitting there, and I'm all hyped, and I'm talking about stuff, and, you know, moving my hands, facial expressions going, and E-Man is sitting there looking, and a person would interpret it like E-Man is saying, what's wrong with you? And so they wanted to know if I was on drugs.
He was like, calm down, Mandy, you know, and they would write in and say stuff like, man, is she okay? I'm like, what are you talking about? Well, man, she just moving and going on. What is she smoking over there?
Listen, it was funny that we laughed. We actually laughed about it. It was really funny, but I did have to let them know I'm not on drugs now. This is natural. This is just my natural personality. Yeah. But, you know, sometimes those conversations brings excitement,
like I was sharing with you, you'd be surprised at what people are looking for.
Right.
And what they're looking at and what they're paying attention to.
Yes.
Man, it's like it's storming raining up there in New York. It's 40 to whoever got 0 and 0, their numbers are looking good backwards and forward. It's 40 to 0. Well, Cowboy, they doing the doggone thing on tonight. Let me see what's going on over. Yeah, they... We're in the studio. We're in our studio tonight, ladies and gentlemen, where we broadcast this show every Sunday night, the Man to the Mentor Show and the E-Man After Show. So, yeah, we got the game on. We just sitting back in the cut, chilling like a bug. It's a relaxing. We were relaxed all day today. We was BSI Baptist on today.
We were a little bedside Baptist
on today. My car ain't been cranked up all day.
Mine either.
Yeah, well, I know. You know, every now and then you just got to take them kind of breaks. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And we logged in to the Potter's House of Dallas, and Bishop Jakes did he did part two of his sermon on today, and great sermon to all of you that's out there. Man, we want to make another announcement. We were making announcements a while ago. I talked about Southern Soul. Don't you got another announcement over there?
I do.
Yeah, we got another announcement before we do some comedy.
Right. Yeah. So, guys, on Saturday, September the 16th at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time, you want to make sure you're in the house.
Mm-hmm.
We have the Power of the Word, 2023 Women's Mini Conference.
Okay.
All right. For more information, you can go to lovingfellowship.org. Registration is now. It's $25.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you can call 972-274-5322.
Yes. Yeah. And I think Lee Vision, they're the planners of that conference.
They are. Yes. Yes. Shout out to founder and CEO CJ Bell.
Yeah, I think she's the planner of that particular conference, but the conference is being held over at Loving Fellowship Baptist Church in the DeSoto area. Y'all guys know where the DeSoto area down here in Dallas-Fort Worth is, over there I believe it's West 10, West Wintergreen Road. Pastor Michael D. Sneed is the pastor, and they're hosting the conference at their church, but I think Miss C.J. Bell, she's the planner of that. Shout out to Miss C.J. Bell and Elite Vision.
Right.
She's a sponsor of the E-Man After Show. The Mandy the Mentor is a sponsor of the E-Man After Show. And I Got Your Media by Micah D. Williams. He's a sponsor of the E-Man After Show. And High Level Media, they are all sponsors of the E-Man After Show. Want to appreciate you guys for keeping us over here on the air. Appreciate all that you do to keep these shows going for the Man to the Mentor Show and the E-Man After Show. So, guys, if you listening, if you ain't doing the Woman Evolve Conference, it actually starts this Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Pastor Sarah Jakes Roberts of the Potter's House of Dallas, her conference starts this Thursday over at Globe Life, where my notes go, Globe Life Field in Arlington, Texas. Listen, if you anywhere over there by Arlington, what is that, 360 and what is that, 30? Over that way, where Cowboy Stadium is and Gold Life Field is over there. If you sliding over there by Thursday, you might want to take your alternate route. Because Woman Evolve starts. And shout out to Pastor Sarah Jakes Roberts and her husband, Chonay Roberts, and those that's putting that conference on. And it's going to be a great conference. So all of you ladies that's coming down, all you men that's coming down, you know, you're going to get a great experience.
Right.
And those of you that couldn't afford to go to that conference, slide over there to
the Power of the Word.
Yeah, Power of the Word conference over there. You know, make, because it's room for everybody. Everybody ain't going to make the Sarah Jakes conference.
Right. Yeah. So you want to be at 610 West Wintergreen Road in DeSoto.
Right. Yeah, slide on over there. and you can get that conference for $25. I think it's a QR code that they can scan.
Right.
You know, you can go on Love and Fellowship page and scan that QR card and register for $25, and you can get some word. I don't know what all they got going on, but it ought to be great.
It's going to be good. It sounds like it's going to be good. They do have the conference topic.
Mm-hmm. What are you talking about,
man? Loving Me, I See You.
Mm-hmm.
That's for ages 7 through 16.
Right, right.
Single and Walking with God for adults.
Okay.
With This Ring for married couples, right?
Right, right.
Awesome, awesome. And Women of Faith for those of you that are called to ministry.
What is the speaker name, man?
The speaker name is Sheree Andrews.
Miss Sheree Andrews. So
it's spelled like I spell my middle name, which is Sheree, but Sheree, I believe, Andrews.
Okay. Well, you guys, if you ain't got nothing going on next third, you know, be a part of that. I think it's at 10 o'clock.
Yes.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, let's laugh a little bit.
Let's go.
While it's sports night over here on the E-Man After Show. We'll be back right after this.
How many of y'all mamas? How many mamas in the place? Mama stuck with me, though, because, you know, I ain't always do, you know, Christian comedy. You know, I start off on the other side. I believe I see a few witnesses. You know, I start out on the other side. But Mama stuck with me, you know, she stuck with me. She supported me until I came and brought it on in. But, you know, every time, you know, they had a revival, she was trying to invite me on in, trying to get me real saved. You know. Yeah. Because, you know, I was that kind of saved. You know, I was saved, but there's some stuff I was still trying to hold on to. You know that kind of saved. You be saved, but not quite delivered. There it is. There it is. That's where I was, you know. So every time they had revival, Mama invite me out. Baby, what you doing this week? I said, I'm working every night. She said, you must have heard about the revival. I said, yes, ma'am, they had it on the radio. She said, oh, okay. Oh, you in town? I said, yes, I'm in town. Okay, then. She said, well, what time you get finished? I said, I get finished around 10. She got me. She said, well, you know, we still be in service. Won't you just stick your head in it, though? I said, okay, Mama. You know, you got to please Mama. So I tried to get to the church. You know, he's about 12. But, you know, I'm trying to get there for the catfish dinner. Because the mother's boy did not play. You can get 3 pieces of catfish, coleslaw, and spaghetti for $3. And the sweet tea was free. So, you know, I'm trying to get there. Well, the catfish dinner. I get to the church midnight, right? I see the lights still on. I said, well, maybe they're getting ready to have a benediction. Honey, I walk in that church, people running around in circles, jumping over pews. The preacher hadn't even got up yet. I'm going to wait them out. So I go, I sit on the back pew. I'm going to wait them out. Sit right here until they finish. The preacher got up. Y'all sat down. Sat down. Stop the music. Stop that music. Y'all sat down. Sat down. Come here, baby. Now, I'm on the back row, but I do like everybody else. Ooh. He said, you that just come in. Come here, daughter. Come in. I'm walking down there, I'm like, Lord, Hammer. I said, Lord, I'm tired. I'm tired. Please don't let that man knock me down. I get down there, and true enough, he had a word from God. So he told me what God had. But evidently, God didn't tell him what I said. So before I knew, whew, I was on the floor. And y'all, I promise, a lady out of nowhere just came and threw some cover over me. I said, well, all right, then, all right. And then another lady came, and for no reason at all, she just started fanning me. So I told her, appreciate it. Because I went on ahead and took me a nap. Now, that's what I call resting in the Lord. Honey, when I woke up, church was over. But nobody there but me and them two ladies. And they just walking by me. God is really doing the work on her. I turned over. I said, yes, he is. have been shouting. I mean, you showed no feeling. You have been shouting. You was getting ready to run down the aisle, and you saw somebody big coming down the aisle. You're like, oh, no, no. I think I'll take this route right now. This look a little safer. Now, you know the ushers will look out for you, don't they? They make sure nothing happens to you. I don't shout unless I got an usher with me. I feel the spirit. I be like, oh, ooh, hold on. Can I get an usher over here, please? Yeah, I feel the spirit. Thank you, baby. Watch my purse coming, too. Ushers gonna look out for her. They will look out. Say, I'll crunk. You know, I'll crunk for Christ. So what I did, I got me a job at the church because I figured that would give me an incentive. What is it, baby? Yeah, that's it. A reason to be there on a regular basis. So I started playing the drums in the church, you know what I'm saying? Because that came easy to me. I was already a little tomboy, so you know I played the drums. And it was easy because I played doing testimony service. Y'all know all them songs go to the same beat anyway. Only problem I had when the older women like to make up their own songs. And then get mad at me because I can't keep up with them. I'm like, hey, now, you the one over there freestyling. You the only one in here know the words. Hold on, Jesus. I'll be there in a minute. Hold on, Jesus. I'll be there in a minute. And you're like, she is making this up. And my grandmama, she just remixed Jesus on the main line. I know y'all know the traditional version. Go Jesus on the main line. Oh, Jesus on the main line. Jesus on the main line. Oh, call him up and tell him. You go, Grandma. Oh, 569 him. You know, when they testified, they explained the song that they made up. He said, you know, Jesus might call you, but you might not be there. But don't worry, all you got to do is start 69 him back to see where he was. Grandmama, I think he's lost, you know. Now, y'all know how preachers, they be preaching, and then after they preach, they fall into like a prophetic anointing, and they can just start prophesying to anybody. This preacher did that. He finished preaching. He's calling people like, come here, you. So it ended up being like 20 people in the line. And I was first, you know, I was sitting closer to the front, so I ended up first in the line. He was standing there. He was prophesying to me. He was like, look at me, baby. He kept saying, look at me, baby, look at me. But it was hard. I don't know what was going on with him. I don't know if he just ate an onion garlic sandwich. It was, you know, it's hard to stare something like that in the face, you know. And I was trying, I was okay. But I wanted to be submissive, so I was looking at him. Let me move my hair so y'all can see my face. And you know, you trying to look at that, you know, face it on, you know. My eyes start tearing up. So, you know, once you blink, that's it. You know, tears are rolling down my face. But the altar workers didn't have a clue. They said, ooh, she is really receiving. She is really receiving. I'm like, yeah, but y'all don't know what. And I'm not a selfish person. I mean, I stood there and I took it like a woman of God. I stood strong. But I didn't want these people behind me to go through what I was going through. So I began to seek wisdom. I said, now how can I let this man know what's going on without causing a scene, without embarrassing anybody? I said, I got to let him know. These folks might can't take it like I can take it. And it came to me. I ain't gonna say where it came from, but it came to me. We always talk about God told me. It came to me. I said, I'm gonna tell him in another language. So when he finished prophesying to me, something said, now, baby, now. Boy, I told him, I said, tick tack, tick tack, tick tack.
You're listening to The Sound.
liquor was the only love I've known. But you rescued me from reaching for the bottom and brought me back from being too far gone. You're as smooth as Tennessee whiskey. You're as sweet as strawberry wine. You're as warm as a glass of brandy. Oh, Lord. Honey, I stay strong on your love all the time. I've looked for love in all the same old places. Found the bottom of a bottle's always dry. But when you poured out your heart, I didn't waste it, no, no. 'Cause there's nothing like your love to get me high.
Yes, Tennessee whiskey. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the E-Man After Show. We're back in the building. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the E-Man After Show. Sitting back in the cut. Hope you guys enjoyed a little of that Tennessee whiskey. And then we gave you a little comedy on tonight.
Right.
Yeah, man, it is the E-Man After Show. We're so excited and delighted to those of you that's joining us by way of the phone lines, by way of the network, by way of the link. Welcome to the E-Man After Show. We want to appreciate each and every one of you. Guess what those Cowboys won? They won and oh. We're going to the Super Bowl. Where you at? Where all you Cowboys haters out there? We on our way to the Super Bowl. Yeah, so the Cowboys beat tonight 40-0.
Okay.
Man, they stumped New York. Man, they beat New York tonight 0-0 hit. Those of you got a board out there that's on the board. Man, 0-0. Them some good numbers right there, man.
Right.
Man, we want to appreciate each and every one of you that join us each and every Sunday night over here on We Talk Radio Network. Man, we just excited and delighted that you guys will hang out with us on tonight. I tell you, it's been a blessed, productive day on today. But, man, we're getting ready to wind this show up. We're getting ready to wind up. Why? Because we got a busy week this week.
Right.
Yes, and so, man, the birthday is this week. Those of you want to be a blessing. Yeah, you can contact her and do what you make it do what it do. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And this is when people hide out, man.
Yes, it is.
Your birthday show up good. Ain't nobody, man. That's normally how people do, man. But Dak is doing the interview. Let's see what he's saying. Let's see what he's saying. Dak Prescott, you know. Yeah, wait. He's the number one running back, 2 touchdowns tonight. So those of you that's out on the network, join us each and every Sunday night. Join the Kia D Unplugged show on tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. We want to thank you guys for joining us on tonight. But, man, we're getting ready to wrap this show up.
All right.
And for my thoughts for tonight, I got an E-Man thought on tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little something to provoke you to think.
Mm-hmm.
My thoughts are it's just this simple. Sometimes you have to let go of the picture which you thought life would be like.
Mm-hmm.
And learn to find joy in the story that you're living.
Mm-hmm.
Let me repeat that. Sometimes you have to let go of the picture that you thought life was going to look like,
mm-hmm.
and find joy in the story that you're living.
Mm-hmm.
That's for somebody out there on the network on tonight.
All right.
But listen, ladies and gentlemen, we want to appreciate you for joining the E-Man After Show on tonight. Come back next Sunday night. We have Curtis Frazier with us. He is the CEO and founder of Southern Soul Artists Around the Globe Network. We'll be interviewing him next Sunday night. But why? Because these shows are going over on his network. So shout out to Blog Talk. Shout out to We Talk and Southern Soul Artists Around the Globe Network. You'll be able to listen to Mandy.
You funny.
Like, you know, you got two, the men over there, they something.
You're so funny.
So Southern Soul, you going to get us coming over there. But no, we want to appreciate you guys. We want to thank you guys. But Mandy, let's get ready to wrap this show up. So let's thank Ben tonight.
B-I-G. Because
we believe in God.
Because God believes in me.
And we're all living proof.
Until next time, be blessed.
Good night, everybody. Good night, Cowboys. Appreciate you. Y'all did y'all thing. Good night,
you're
everybody.
Listening to The Sound.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother,
what's up?
Hey,
how you doing?
Mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way
to bring some love and kiss here today. Oh, take it light. It's time. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see. Oh, what's going on?
What's going on?
What's
Talk to me, so you can see what's going on. Yeah, what's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on.
Ooh. Right on, right on.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.